We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have an active Amber Alert underway. The police are terribly concerned about the safety of an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, two white males last seen at their father's home in Ponchatoula. They're looking for a maroon 2013 Hyundai Elantra, and it's got a broken sunroof, and the license plate number is 153AFD, so we're terribly concerned about the safety of these children, as would any rational adult. So as you drive around, maybe you pass a rest stop or something else, I'd start with a maroon vehicle and go from there. A maroon 2013 Hyundai Elantra 153AFD. Call 911 if you see that car. Tell them where it is, and hopefully we can get these kids back home and keep them safe. The governor on Friday released his budget, at least started negotiations with his budget on Friday. Stephen Barnes joins us, director of the Kathleen Blanco Public Policy Center at UL Lafayette, and we might add the independent economist on the Revenue Estimating Conference, which estimates how much the state has to spend. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well today. Thanks.
Thanks for taking the time with us, as always. First of all, it's about $36.6 billion. How do you even get to that amount of knowing that's how much you have to spend? And where does federal assistance with COVID factor into all of this?
It's certainly a large sum of money, so it's something that is really an ongoing process that a lot of people in state government are working to manage, spending across the various programs that we've got running. And it's important to keep in mind that that figure is a combination of state funds, which is round about the ballpark of $10 billion of that amount in any given year, as well as a lot of federal money that comes to the state to support some of those programs that have cost sharing between the state and federal governments.
So I guess what one of the tenets of this, as I'm understanding it, is the use of one-time money, which was done by Bobby Jindal, which didn't turn out so well back in the day. Compare and contrast that, if you will, please, the use of one-time money then and now.
Sure. This is really something that started after Hurricane Katrina. We had a huge influx of rebuilding dollars and federal money, but really had what may have seemed at the time almost as a surprising boost to the economy that translated into some state surpluses and better than expected budget years. And in that environment of state surpluses, even though we can look back now and see very clearly that those were temporary and soon to subside as that rebuilding frenzy began to slow, there were some more structural changes made to how we collect taxes, which lowered our expected revenues in any given year. So rather than addressing that structural change when we realized that one-time money had run out from the post-Katrina rebuilding, there was a series of kind of short-term solutions to keep trying to stop the gap and, I think, try to shrink the size of state government over time. But ultimately, we concluded that we had just made too big of a structural change and came back with some longer-term revenue that has helped stabilize the budget in recent years. So things were looking pretty good, and we were on strong footing before this pandemic. We saw a very rapid slowdown in economic activity, And that translated into a notable hit to tax revenues at the same time that many of our state government programs were under additional stress as unemployed folks and people looking for additional assistance needed to use those programs. So we have been able to keep things moving thanks to some sizable one-time money from the CARES Act, and it looks like that will continue for another year. But I think we're still under a lot of stress from this pandemic, and you know, we're not necessarily in the clear. So we're okay for now, but we've still got some stress ahead.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. One of the things the governor is proposing is giving teachers a $400 pay raise and raises to other workers in the school system. $400 is not a lot of money. I'm sure any teacher would accept it over nothing. But the difference between that and a bonus is that's got to be paid for every year as opposed to a one-time payment. So we'll talk about all of that when we come back. 8:21, time for traffic now, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Highs of 60 today. Still some clouds hanging around, but those are going to clear out. And then we're going to be looking at a really nice, I guess you could call it spring day. And then looking ahead to the weekend, highs of 68 tomorrow, nothing but sunshine. On Friday, 69 for a high, a 20% chance for showers. And then 65 and 66 for highs on Saturday. Dry both days. Right now it's in the mid-40s here in Belchase. And we're talking about the governor's budget that he proposed, $36.6 billion. The legislative session starts on April 12th, and the fiscal year ends on June 30th, if that will help you as a couple of guideposts. The budget's going to go up $186 million. Two-thirds of that goes to education. And we're talking to Stephen Barnes, director of the Kathleen Blanco Public Policy Center at UL Lafayette, and he is the independent economist on the all-important Revenue Estimating Conference. So, Stephen, in terms of this $186 million more that the governor is going to spend, two-thirds of it going to teachers, $400 a year, and look, God bless the teachers, and I wish we could pay them a lot more. That really, to me, seems more like a bonus than a pay raise. But it is a pay raise, and it's got to be funded every year. So I guess, first of all, that's why you can't dole out increases as much as you like, because they have to be funded every year, right? And where is that money going to come from?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's certainly important, you know, as the state is managing that budget to make sure that we are funding permanent increases in expenditures with recurring revenues as opposed to one-time revenues. And so we're looking at a budget year where we're still benefiting from a pretty large sum of one-time money related to this pandemic. And that being said, you know, we want to do what we can to continue to push Louisiana structurally in the right direction, make sure that our funding mechanisms are set up in a way that's good for Louisiana, and that we're generating the level of revenue that produces those public services at the level that we as a state want to see it happen. So we've heard from the governor for a long time now, a commitment to try to raise teacher pay at least to the Southern regional average, which is a benchmark we look to frequently. You know, I think it's certainly true as we look across the research and think about ways to get a lot of benefit out of these kinds of public investments. And education is always going to be way up at the top of that list. It's something we've been looking at closely this year at the Blanco Center. And in fact, in many ways, the earlier the better. So the earlier you make those investments, the more time young people have to build on that education and ultimately end up on a more successful career path down the road. So tight times, yes, but if the money is there and we can align that with some recurring with the recurring portion of the budget, then you know, I think this is something that helps accomplish that goal of getting Louisiana's educational system up to par.
In terms of COVID and vaccines, and you know, you can see what's going on in Texas and Mississippi around us, governor moving us up to phase three or back to however you want to look at it. How hard is it to estimate how quickly the state's going to recover and what kind of revenues the state's going to be looking at?
Well, there's certainly a lot of uncertainty, and really, as we look back over this last year, we're really getting right up against that 1 year mark when this all really opened up and took hold. You know, in those early days, I think the hit that we thought that would take on state revenues, you know, has turned out to be not quite as severe as we had feared. So that's the good news, but it's still been very disruptive nonetheless. As many of your listeners know, we still have lots of businesses that are closed and lots of folks that are unemployed. So we've been able to keep the economy afloat to some extent and keep those revenues coming in for the state because of a lot of federal support. You know, and those programs continue to carry on, additional rounds of the payroll protection program, enhanced unemployment benefits. You know, so we're hanging in there, and we can just hope the economy gets back to full strength as soon as possible.
Appreciate your time as always, Stephen. And I hope we talk to you soon. The independent economist on the Revenue Estimating Conference, also director of the Kathleen Blanco Public Policy Center at UL Lafayette. Time now for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.